big old boy looks like he's had enough. Still, he could use a little mustard. Sits and laughs and talks about his groovy life. He can't sleep and steals all the covers. Get back when you got it, makes you want some more. Don't wanna share a single bit. Come back when you ain't got it, makes you want it more. And already it's running out. Already it's running out. When the next door Joe goes off into the dark, looking around for some mustard, while Maria boils a bone in a big black pot. Tastes like the kind made by your mother. Get back when you got it, makes you want some more. Don't wanna share even a bit. Get back when you ain't got it, makes you want it more. Already it's running out. And already it's running out.
Twenty-seven Spanishes arriving from the sea, blades of steel flashing, cutting down the eagle's tree, came riding in on mountains, on red and silver steeds, into the city of the serpent, through the gates of the Otomi. A soldier dressed in iron asked, "Where do you all come from?" "From the earth of four directions, from the purple clouds above." Just then, a rain came falling down. As the wind began to blow, the sky then turned to crimson with a sound so deep and low. Said the brown prince to the Spanishes as he raised a mighty hand, "Don't come here bringing worries to the people of this land." Their swords then turned to deadly snakes like the ones found in the grass. "Get back into those silly ships before we kick your ass." But the strangers made an offer. So the brown prince said, "Why not?" And they ended up with empty plates and boot soup in a pot. Later, they became muy friendly, and their blood was often mixed. Now they all hang out together and play guitars for kicks.
Holy hell, where the hell do you think you're going? Carlos asked himself as he eyeballs the pile of black trash bags stacked so high on the back seat that they almost block out his view through the rear window. Is it too late to go back? Maybe I can tell them I was just kidding. I didn't mean anything I said. It was the 18th time he'd asked himself that question in 175 miles, which comes to roughly once every 9 miles, but who's counting? Carlos kept talking to himself. It took 17 years to get me where I am now, behind the wheel of my old man's 1990 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra station wagon, considered a classic by two people in Tulsa. The clock on the dashboard says 6:47 a.m. My dad should be finding his car missing any minute now. I'm such a big boy now, aren't I, Pop? A little bit of sun is winking on the horizon. It won't be long before it's 1,000 degrees on this miserable desert road. My only companion is a Spanish talk radio guy on the one station this crap car radio can get. I should be fluent by the time I get to Tucson. I guess I've got nothing to complain about and about everything to whine about. I'm a living, breathing, healthy human, even though somewhat incomplete. I lost my left foot in a weird Ferris wheel accident at 8 years old when Artie Nunez enthusiastically rocked the wheel car too close to the guide wire. That's where my bitching started. As a kid, I got called by every nickname you can imagine, from kickstand to flat tire. I cheerfully let it roll off me while I killed them all in my mind. Looking at the outline of some hills way off in the distance as the sky goes from deep purple to pale blue, I'm beginning to think that this trip is more like an exercise than an exorcism. That even if shit gets too much, there will always be plenty more where that came from. And if kindness cannot be found, it's got to be created. And if life gives you lemons, buy tequila.
The circus comes to town. Could have had a chance to get out of this wreck. The time that you came and the day that you left. Could have had a chance. Never thought I could make it this far with a dent in my soul and a hole in my heart. Never thought I could. But the lights are turning, the wheels are rolling. You left your name carved on a tree. You scratched mine out right in front of me. Didn't mean that much. I'll scratch your name out on that tree. I'll chase your heart right out of me. Doesn't mean that much. Doesn't mean that much. But when the lights are turning around and wheels are rolling on the ground, that day I'll burn this whole place down when the circus comes to town.
Two jeans. Running along the track saying, "We don't want to live this way, ain't never coming back." Jane number one looked as happy as can be. Jane number two knew it could set them free. Too many nights hiding under beds, too many fears to fill their pretty heads. Everybody knows they must have been insane, so goes the tale of two Janes. Tears falling down behind the bedroom door. No matter how I try, I just don't know what for. Too many times I'm banging into walls. Too many times I cry, but no one ever calls. Everybody knows they must have been insane. So goes the tale of the two Janes. Jane number one is standing at the gate. Jane number two has a key that holds their fate. Too many angels with brand new silken wings. Too many cries for love. But no one hears a thing. Everybody knows that they must have been insane. So goes the tale of two Janes.
It's 12:02 a.m. Another day is gone again. Will the sun be my friend? Will this night just never end? There's nowhere I could run. after one. I wouldn't have did what I had done. You were only here tonight. What am I to do when the clock says 2:30? Do I stare out in the dark or try to look for you? At 3:20, there's no one up, just me. I wouldn't have did what I had done. You were only here tonight. Wouldn't have been such a fight if you were only here tonight. The moon has gone away, lost up in the gray. Birds all in the trees with nothing left to say. Standing at the door, can't believe it's almost 4. I wouldn't have did what I had done if you were only here tonight. Wouldn't have put up such a fight if you were only here tonight. Wouldn't have did what I had done if I'd known you were here tonight.
Don't disappear. I think I'm disappearing, Holmes, says Little Rooster to Ray Dog. They're sitting on blue plastic milk crates in front of Bill's Shop and Save, across from the church on Hamel Street. Sometimes I feel like I'm not in my body, like I'm looking at myself from somewhere else.
What are you talking about, Roost?
Ray is staring at him over the top of his shades.
I swear to God, bro, it happens all of a sudden. And this morning when I was eating my Lucky Charms, it was like I wasn't there.
That's just too weird, Rooster.
Louis Avila and Ray Cortez have known each other since the 4th grade. Louis got the name Rooster when he showed up late for school one morning with his hair still wet and sticking straight up on top.
You look like a rooster,
laughed Patsy. And that was it. Blaca for life. Ray was always Ray Dog, and nobody knew where that came from. For 8 years, they've been good friends and homeboys in the bustling barrio by Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, where neighbors are endlessly chatting and kids are dodging cars in the street as the Eastern City's transit bus slices right down the middle, drowning out conversations and choking everyone with clouds of smoky exhaust. Little Rooster had been complaining about headaches, but it wasn't until he almost fainted on the way to Holy Communion that his mom and dad began to worry. After a few visits to the Belvedere Clinic, his parents decided to send him to County General Hospital for more tests and evaluations. 2 weeks later, during one of the many trips to the hospital's 3rd floor, Ray is walking down the corridor to room 406 with a green chile burrito stashed in his jacket. The burrito is for the Rooster Man. He glances through the wire mesh glass window into the waiting room and notices at least 15 Avilas, some pacing, some sitting, and wringing their hands. Ray almost bumps into a nurse as he enters the room, the smell of disinfectant biting at his nose. Little Rooster is lying on the bed, IVs plugged into his arm and oxygen tubes strapped to his nose,
with his head buzzed to just a stubble, one side shaved clean.
"Hey, Roost, you look like a bionic cholo lying there," says Ray nervously.
"Ray, dog, what's up?" Little Rooster's voice is soft, just above a whisper, his eyes aimlessly searching for Ray.
I brought you a burrito from Garduno's, because I know the food here.
Rooster interrupts. "They're going to take this thing out of my head, but they don't know."
"What do you mean, bro? You're going to be fine."
"They don't know what's going to happen."
"What's going to happen is that the docs are going to fix you up and you're going to get out of here and everything will be fine and good."
Ray's heart is in his throat, the words coming out in small chunks. He begins to cry. Ray grabs his hand and squeezes hard.
"Don't disappear, damn it. Don't disappear. What am I going to do without you?"
Suddenly the room becomes hushed. The buzz and hum of the medical equipment seems transformed into music, low and comforting.
"I won't disappear. I'll never go away."
"I love you, Holmes. Shit, I can't even say that about my pop," says Ray.
Rooster's grip on Ray's hand loosens. His eyes appear to be looking right through Ray. Little Rooster smiles.
"I love you too."
Ray's tennis shoes stick to the hot asphalt as he walks across the parking lot towards the bus stop on State Street and Marengo. Ha! The green burrito is still stuffed in his jacket pocket. When he gets to the corner, he looks up at the palm trees moving slowly in the warm wind. He straightens up his back and stares at the street sign, not exactly sure how he got there.
"Hey, bud, come on. Can you help a guy out?"
A homeless man is holding his hand out to Ray Dog. Ray pulls the foiled wrapped burrito out of his pocket and drops it into the old guy's hand.
"That's from the Rooster Man," says Ray.
Dreams wash down the gutter, all my hopes in vain. The crows up on the rooftop, laughing out my name. Here I am, on the short side of nothing. Here I am, on the short side of nothing. I danced all night as life stood by, told another lie. Found a spot down by the roadside, and there I closed my eyes. Here I am, on the short side of nothing. Here I am, on the short side of nothing. All alone, all alone, I can't find my way home. And the heat hangs low, no escape inside. Sirens scream and the lovers moan, just like any other night. Here I am, on the short side of nothing. Here I am, on the short side of nothing.
all alone, all alone. I can't find my way home.
In 1964, you could see the Sears Tower on Olympic Boulevard from anywhere in East LA. It stood guardian-like over rivers of concrete that pointed eastward toward Boyle Heights and the then-green hills of City Terrace. Crayola-colored stucco houses where Mexicanos took their residence long ago ran up those hills. Behind flapping screen doors, a million moms rolled buttered tortillas and gave Kool-Aid to their kids as they ran out the door to play in the dust. We chased watermelon trucks in the summertime or rode the Kern bus for a dime to the Chicano Miracle Mile, Whittier Boulevard, to watch the movies at the Boulevard Theater. We saw the Three Stooges in orbit there. On the screen, Moe hit Larry. In the lobby, Lencho hit Rudy. And we all ran out to squint into the sun. We'd lie on the convertible sofa on hot nights with the door wide open to catch a breeze and hear Dad's same old stories about the war, monsters, and Uncle Manuel's operation to remove a splinter that grew to the size of a small tree. Every Mother's Day, he'd buy Mom these sweaters that she'd rewrap and put away just to keep wearing the tattered orange one she wore on her migration from Colorado to L.A. in 1922. My grandma Cuca didn't speak any English, so she'd sit and watch TV with the sound turned down and make up her own plots. Her best friend was a guy called Gunsmoke. Life never seemed or wanted to change in that little white house on Hamel Street, with its decorative iron and mosaic of plant pots sitting on the porch rails. There was always this thing about East L.A., born of the earth and risen up, not unlike the San Gabriels we'd occasionally see when the wind blew the smog down through the valley, surrounding us in the mystery of who we were and where we'd come from. It was something that we couldn't see, but we could feel. Something that we couldn't hear, but resonated in our bones and in the roses and rosaries and the damp smell of beans boiling. A sad, happy forever spun all around us and held us to its breast. So click your heels all you want, Dolores. You can never go home. But sometimes you can strip it all away, make it all go away. And in that only free place of paled memory, in that oneness of space, time, and spirit, we tumble naked through the universe back into those warm, sweatered arms again. It's then we can all go home.
Father, he never stood still, and he tried to look interested in somehow the guy's work. Or was he listening with other parts of the body, or all of his body, heart, bones, blood? For he did love us. He also did this with all of him. Sometimes for fathers, giving, forgiving, forgetting is done with all these things. This is for you, little mi hija, the last piece of cake, the last cup of juice, the last breath I take. Done responsibly, without remorse, with no resentment, for not tasting chocolate like quenching thirst without exhaling. All the prayers he said on that first day of school, on that first sleepover at Rita's, on that first date, oh, the puffs on camels, sitting on the back porch, the late quiet, the reward of being a good man. Flipping morning pancakes so Mom could get an extra half hour. The bubbling coffee. The warm chocolate Ivara. The pan de huevo. For you first and me last, if there is any left. But it's okay and it's all right. Maybe there is an El Gallo bakery in heaven. And ice cold milk for the Nestle's quick, Or maybe there's nothing more than the love coming back a million times over. Did I say gracias? Did I say I love you when you checked my covers on a cold night? Yes, I did now and forever. Your song still playing in my brain as if it were springtime in the glow of ayer. Sweet mysteries that also live in the outside and inside of me. That is also you, Pop, in the everything that I do, which is you too. Young man and an old man when you were still young, keen of nails, hammers, and screwdrivers, master of hard things and soft things, expert shoelace prince of pot scrubbing, no one could make toast taste so, so good.
Viking. The last time I seen Viking, he was about this tall, with a tattoo where a smile should have been of his sweetheart's name. Do you remember Viking? He was just like you and me, with a big scar where his heart should have been inside his chest. So tall, with a tattoo where his heart should have been. He was about everything.
One, two, three, four. I've scaled the highest mountain, crossed the big blue sea, chase that mighty, mighty dollar. Dreamed of the man that I could be. Little things all around me. Little things that I could never see. Like the love you tried to give me, and I just threw away. I stood atop the golden tower, rode upon a silver steed, piled the riches higher and higher. More than a man could ever need. Little things all around me. Little things that I could never see. Like the heart beating inside me that I just threw away. This heart.